Okay, Rabosa, Shalom Aleichem. Today's daf is Sukkah daf Mem Aleph. We're here at Mem Aleph Beis, the last couple of words here. And we've been in the middle of Machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Elazar had said that Shemitah cannot be mischalelas. You cannot transfer the Kedusha onto money or onto some other item, right, unless it's derech mekach, which means it's sold to another person. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, you can either do it through mekach, or the normal way of quote-unquote redeeming hekdesh, and you do it through chalal, through chilul, which is basically the owner paying money to Beis HaMikdash and getting it back. Now, we did point out that the Shemitah produce itself retains Kedusha, but only the Shemitah produce itself and the last thing that it is quote-unquote sold for. So that is important to keep in mind. And the last thing we said over here was the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, and trying to support Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Rabbi Yochanan, again, saying that you could be mischalel the Shemitah produce. Right, the Brisa had said that if you, that both Shemitah and Maaser Sheni can be mischalel then al behem achai be'of, and whether they're alive or shechted, as Rabbi Meir had said, and Rabbi the Chachamim had said no, but right, only if they are shechted, not if they're alive, because maybe gzera shema yigdal mehen adarim, because they're concerned that someone may raise flocks with these animals, and the stuff that is used to purchase Shemitah fruit has to be used and consumed and treated like it is Shemitah produce, i.e. it has to be consumed that year. And if you're going to be raising flocks through these animals, right, so then that's an issue, right? That's that could be because they very easily go into the next year. So Amar Rava, Rava says that machlokes bezacharim, that the machlokes b'meir and the chachamim that we just quoted is only through male animals. Aval b'nekevos, but by females, the divrei kol al shkutim mischalin al chayin ein mischalin. But if it's females, then everybody agrees. We're going to be concerned, right, that you will use these females to raise a flock of sheep. Because, you know, obviously that's the crucial part, right? To birth a lot of sheep, you need females. We're definitely concerned that those animals will go past the Shemitah year. I stopped a bit short. The Gemara just finishes and says, Gzer Hashem Yigdal Mehen Adarim, right? Because we're concerned that you're going to use these sheep, the female sheep, to raise a flock of sheep. Okay. And therefore, you know, use them after the Shemitah year. Amar Rav Ashi. Now Rav Ashi says, going back on Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar's Shita Machlokas, that again, that whether you are allowed to transfer Kedusha Shvias produce via Mekach, i.e. a sale to someone else, or even a Chalal, Mischalal, through the owner buying it and paying money for it. So Rav Ashi says, Amar Rav Ashi, Machlokas b'pri rishon. That's only with the Shemitah produce itself, of a prisheni, but if you've already done it once, so the secondary fruit that you did, let's say you had Shemitah produce of rimonim, of pomegranates, and you sold them for, I don't know, bananas. So the bananas are the secondary produce. That's the prisheni. That's the stuff you bought, you were mischalel, or you sold the original Shemitah produce on. So according to Rav Ashi, divrei kol ben derech mekach ben derech chilul, if you're trying to transfer the Kedusha off of the bananas, off of the second fruit, so that you're allowed to. That's totally fine. You can either sell it or do chilul. It doesn't matter. There's no machlokas. The Gemara says about the Gatani lokach lokach. Right? Didn't we say, if you remember from yesterday, the Brisa, which we used to kind of prove Rabbi Elazar, right, re-emphasized this concept of lokach. So it seems to imply that you always have to do a mekach, you always have to do a sale to someone else, as opposed to being mischalel, using your own money to redeem it. So the Gemara says, I did tana resha lokach, tana me seifa lokach, right? So the Gemara says, don't pay attention to that, right? It's just using the same language, but really doesn't mean that you always have to do a mekach, that you always have to sell it. Esve Ravina Ravashi, Ravina said to Ravashi, hold on 1 second, I'll ask you a kasha from Brisa. And Misha Ishlo sell a shal shvias, if you have a money, sell as a coin. Yeah, so money of Shemitah would be Keshikach Bokhalok, and you want to use it to buy a shirt. So what do you do? Ketzel Yaseh. Yelech Etzel Chenveni Haragalet Slo, you should go to a store, a seller that you know, right? Someone you're familiar with. Omer, you should say, Tainli Sela Peros. You should say, give me a Sela's worth of fruit, right? Venos in Lo. And obviously the guy will give them to you. And then, Vechoser Omer Lo, Hare Peros, Halalo Nesun Lechav Matana. And then trade the fruit back to the storekeeper right, to the guy who owns the store, to the chenveni, and say it's a matana. Right, and the chenveni tells him, right, the guy who owns the store, that says, here's this coin, right, back to you as a gift. Right, so then, so now what happens? Again, it's not being used, right? You already took off the sanctity from the coin. You purchased the fruit. The fruit that you're going to get now, the fruit that the guy has now is Kedusha. The seller, the coin, has no Kedusha. And then, if you exchange it, right, you give both of them as a matana, and the store owner, and the seller now, is the coin is now deconsecrated, and you can use it for whatever you want. So why is that a kasha on Ravashi? V'ha'cha p'rishenihu, right? The second, the coin that we're using, right, the coin presumably was used to buy or be mischalal or deconsecrate, quote unquote, pair of shviyas, right? So apparently, the coin is a p'rishenihu. The coin is a secondary shmita kedusha. But here you're telling me that you have to do this whole song and dance, right? The only way you can do it is to sell it to someone else or to buy it from someone else. So Rav Ashi says, Enechanami. He says that's actually good kasha. He takes it back and he says, Ela Am Rav Ashi. What did I say, Abai? Ela Am Rav Ashi. Machlokas Prisheni. The machlokas is it by the secondary produce, meaning that the second time, the thing used to be Mischala, the original produce on, right? Abu Pri Rishon, but for actual Shemitah produce, right? So then they recall the Erech Mekach in, the Erech Elulah, that everybody agrees you can only sell it to someone else to transfer the Kedusha, but you cannot, in the Skali, you cannot use your own money to redeem it. Right? Meaning, when we said before that the Shemitah and Meister Sheni, right, that was to prove Rabbi Yochanan, so that seems to imply that it's talking about Shvius, right? Shvius, i.e., Perishvius, so that seems to imply that we're not talking about secondary Kedusha produce. So everyone says, you're right, Enochanami, that's not what it meant. My Shvius, Dmei Shvius. It didn't mean produce of Shvius, of Shemitah. It meant money that has been transferred, Shemitah, Kedusha, onto it. So, and Dilo Temach, because if you don't say that, it's the Meister Mamish. You can't tell me, because we're saying Meister Sheni as well, is able to be Mischalal, is able to be redeemed. So the problem is, right, Meister Mamish, are you talking about actual Meister Sheni? Right, you can't be talking about actual Meister Sheni, because the case is, right, when you take the money in your hand, right, when you deem Meister Sheni outside Yerushalayim, you take the money to go to Yerushalayim, right, only, you can only use money. Right? I mean, you can't be telling me, that price the quarter before, right, is talking about all different types of things. Right, as like, what does it say? Like animals and fruit and stuff. So it's not mentioning money. Right? It doesn't say specifically money. Meister Sheni can only be transferred and redeemed through money. So Ela Demei Meister Hachanami Demei Shvius. So if you're telling me that you're going to be Mischalel the Meister Sheni onto animals, it must be that you're already talking about money, because you can't be talking about Meister Sheni produce, because that can't be Mischalel onto animals. It can only be Mischalel onto money. So therefore, that Brisa must be talking about money of Shvius and money of Meister Sheni. Okay, new Mishnah. Barishon ha'yelulov nitav v'mikdash shiva u'medina yom echad. Back in the day, originally, so they would take the lulav on all 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash and only once outside the Beis HaMikdash. V'shachar v'Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, then Hitzkin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai she'yelulov nitav v'medina shiva zeichel v'mikdash. Right, after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, you know what, no, we're going to take the lulav all 7 days outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and sure enough, obviously that's what we do. V'yei yom ha'nev kulo aser. Oh, well, one second, we'll explain that in a second. But again, it could be that the Makom HaMikdash, right, is still a mitzvah d'oraisa 7 days. That's why when you'll see some people come to the Kotel, some people, even though they've undoubtedly shook lulav in the morning in Shacharis, let's say it's for Birkas Kohanim, or the third day, fourth day, Chol Hamoed, whatever, it's very often people will come and shik lulav again in the Beis HaMikdash, because there is a chance, if you say that the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash still exists, and it could be that you know, where you are could still have dinner fire bais. Okay, right, there's already a lot of details there, but it could be that you'll be mekayeming the mitzvah of d'oraisa by shaking the lulav, right, in the Beis HaMikdash, because really the mitzvah of the Beis HaMikdash is 7 days. Okay, I just thought in the last line, v'shei yom ha'neif kulo aser, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was also, was metakein that the yom ha'neif, that literally means the day of waving, That was completely awesome. What's going on over here? So that's the waving, as we mentioned before, right? The nanuim that we do by the lulav is not the only thing we shake. There's also a shaking or a waving that we do by the korban omer. And the din is that when the korban omer was brought on the 16th of Nisan, so then you were allowed to eat the new grain from that year. And that was part of the part of the service was some kind of waving around this korban omer. Now, back in the day, in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, whenever the korban omer was brought, immediately afterwards, it was mutter to eat from the new grain. Right, that was mutter to eat the chadash, the new grain. That's why if you ever heard the concept of chadash, that's what it's talking about, that the new grain is already mutter. Now, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was metaken that it should be entirely usur to eat chadash that entire day. Meaning, normally, they do Korban Omer, let's say, I don't know, 10 in the morning. So at 10 in the morning, on the 16th of Nisan, on the second day of Pesach, they'd be mutter to eat from the new grain. Now, the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was metaken that they should not eat from the new grain the entire day of the 16th of Nisan, right, and only start eating the new grain on the 17th. So the Gemara will explain exactly what's going on over here. But the Gemara says, first of all, how do you know that there's a concept that you have to make a Zeichel HaMikdash? Samar Rabbi Yochanan, the Merkala Pasuk says, Ki ale aruka lecha umimuchotecha erpa'echa numa shef. I'll make ale aruka means a remedy. Makosecha means your wounds. Erpa'echa, obviously, Hashem will heal us. Sorry, keeps on going. Kinidcha kara olacha, because the other nations call you. Nidacha, they call you the Nidacha, the one that has been pushed away. Tzion hi dorish einla, and from Tzion, no one wants you. Right, so dorish einla, meaning it seems like that there's no one who wants you, no one's looking for you, we call the Baidrisha, implying that there should be someone who's looking for you. Meaning, if the goal here is to look for Tzion, to desire, to want, to have the Beis HaMikdash, to have that relationship again, right? Tzion is not only Eretz Yisrael, it's referring to, usually referring to the Beis HaMikdash. So if there's no one looking for Tzion, and that's a problem, so the implication is, right, that we should be wanting for the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why a lot of people, certainly in Eretz Yisrael, have minhag to put in their house, an empty box, like you paint the entire wall, but then there's a box that you leave empty. And some people have the minhag to write Zechel HaKorban or something like that. Agav, that's why talisim are black. They have a black strip, Zechel HaKorban, which is again, it's very nice when people try to make that black strip like blue or colorful or whatever. But there is a reason why it's black. But okay, either way, there is a concept of Zechel HaKorban, right? Again, obviously you have other minhagim that I'm sure you can think of, right? The minhagim we have at a wedding. Okay, fine. Says the Mishnah, V'yei Yom HaNeif, right? We jump straight to the end. The Yom HaNeif would be Aser entirely. So Gemara says, my Taima, what was the problem? Why did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai say that the whole day should be Aser? Because Meher Yibana Beis HaMikdash, please God, Beis HaMikdash will be built, V'yomru, and people will say, Ishtakim Yilo Chamda Beher Mizrach. Right, one second. I'll say, last year, meaning if you tell me that the it's only it's already mutter from when the 16th of Nisan comes, right, because you don't have a Korban Omer to matir, to allow the new grain. So now you're going to say, let's say it's mutter at the beginning of the day. So if the Beis HaMikdash, Meher Yibana Beis HaMikdash, people will say, well, last year, we ate the new grain, right, as soon as day hit, at daybreak, as soon as the day started, right, on the 16th of Nisan. It's a hashtag, not minecho. Right, so why don't we do that? We'll do that now. V'inu lo yodi, they're stuck at the lo ha-beis ha-mikdash. And last year, and then they won't have realized that last year they didn't have a beis ha-mikdash. And therefore, here in Israel, chitir. And when the sun came up, on the 16th of Nisan, it was mutter. But hashadika beis ha-mikdash, but now that they do have a beis ha-mikdash, omer matir. Right, only the korban omer is what allows you to eat the new grain, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai just decided that the whole day should be aser, so you don't come to have that problem. Right, again, you see, yes, theoretically, right, that eventuality is not far fetched, chas v'shalom, but it's only going to happen once. But you see the amount of rutzon, again, it goes with what we just discussed about having a rutzon for the Beis HaMikdash to come back. It shows that Meher Yibana Beis HaMikdash, right? This was a practical thing in their lives. That, yeah, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built, and we're going to get messed up. It's only the Korban Omer, it's only a couple of hours, it's only Chadash. When is the Beis HaMikdash going to get rebuilt? We don't know. Yeah, but that's the point, that we should always be expecting the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt, and there should always be presence in our mind. Okay, Vaita. So the Gemara says, one second. What are we concerned here? When is the Beis HaMikdash being rebuilt? Medivni Emas. When is it being rebuilt? Ilay Medivni B'shitzar. If you tell me it's rebuilt on the 16th, right, let's say, you know, 2 in the afternoon on the 16th, Tarei Hiter Heri Mizrach. Well, the sun rising on the 16th, right, without a Beis HaMikdash, already allowed you to eat from the new grain. So Elo De'ivni B'chameser. It must be that the Beis HaMikdash was built on the first day of Nisan. The first day of Nisan, the first day of Pesach. Right, Agav, there's a whole discussion in the Gemara elsewhere about whether the Eliyahu or Navi is going to come on Yom Tov for Shabbos or not. Okay, either way, but let's say it was built on the 15th, on the first day of Pesach. Problem is, Mechatzes Yodo Lahalan Tishri. Why do you therefore aser the entirety of the 16th? Right, it should be only aser from until Chatzos, until the middle of the day. Because what was the latest, as the Gemara is going to say, what was the latest that would ever bring the Korban Omer? It would be in the 16th, in the middle of the day, right? The people were excited. It was a big avoda, right? The Atanan, it was learned in the Mishnah, Harachokim, Mutari Mechatzos, people who are far away from the Beis HaMikdash are not sure when they brought the Korban Omer, so they're allowed to eat from the new grain from noontime, Ulahalan and on. The fish ain't based in Mitz Aslanbo, because based in is not lazy, right? You got a mitzvah, you got a big halacha to do, very exciting, they're going to do it first thing in the morning. So certainly not past Chatzos. So why didn't Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai just say, okay, from noontime, from the middle of the day on the 16th of Nisan, it should be motor. Why do you have to wait the entire day? So Gemara says, Latzucha divni belayla, inami sarach l'shigizrecham. No, the problem, the question is, maybe the Beis HaMikdash will get rebuilt at night, or just before Shkia, right, on of the 15th, meaning right before the 16th starts. What's the difference? Because the Korban Omer was not a 2 second thing, right? Usually, right, Korban Pesach, for example, you show up with a sheep, you shecht it, take it back, you roast it, mazel tov. Right, the Korban Omer had a whole big thing, right? There was a mitzvah to reap it. You have to take care of the barley, right? There's like grinding it. You have to sift it a bunch of times. If you look at the Mishnais in Menachos, so it was a whole long process. So the concern is, if the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt at night or just before sundown on the 15th, so you wouldn't make it in time. That they wouldn't necessarily get done with the entire Korban Omer process until much later in the day. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was concerned, and therefore he said it's usher the entirety of the 16th. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Beshita Shabbi Yehuda Amar. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, I have a much easier, forget all that fancy stuff, I have a much easier teretz and answer as to why Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said it was usher the entirety of the 16th. He says, because he is holding like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, that's not exactly correct. Rabbi Yehuda lived after Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, but again, meaning it's the same shita. But what's the shita? The Amar min haTorah hu asr. No, really, it's the whole day of the 16th of Nisan is asr to eat the new grain, regardless of when you bring the Korban Omer. That really, the halacha is, again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, according to this understanding, right, that regardless of when you bring the Korban Omer, the Chadash is asr the entirety of the 16th. Right, the Chetiv, because the Pasuk says, I'd say my omazeh, right, till the middle of the day, right? Ad itzumo shel yom, right? Doesn't mean middle, right? Until itzumo, right? Really means all the whole day, right? As you look at Rashi, kol yom kori etzamayom, right? The entire day is called etzamayom. We understand etzamayom. Bnei Yisrael etzamayom. They went out of Mitzrayim etzamayom. But etzamayom, right? Moshe went up to Har Nevo. Okay. Either way, we usually assume that as the middle, but really, as Rashi says, it means all day. So therefore, v'kasover avi avichlal, right? Rabbi Yehuda holds, and Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai means ad. What does it mean? Ad etzamayom azeh, until the middle of the day or the entire day. It's up and including, right? The entire day, and therefore, right, the Torah is the one who asers the new grain the whole day of the 16th. One second, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Rabbi Yehuda, right, are agree, right, about this, that's the same, that's the halacha. What do you mean, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai argues in Rabbi Yehuda? When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, his kid Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, she had Yom Anev Kulo Asar, right, our Mishnah, right, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, again, this Mishnah actually is quoted from elsewhere, but it's the same thing that we said here. Menachos, yeah, okay. But the same thing that we said here, right, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said the entire day of the 16th day is Asr. And Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said to him, again, this is not, they didn't live at the same time, but Mr. Pasha says that having this argument in Halacha, right, later on, right, so they phrased it in that fashion. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ba'alom and Atoru who aser." Right? It's one second. It's not something that I said. Dechtiv adetzem ayom azeh aditzum hashayom. Again, Rabbi Yehuda right argued, quote unquote, with Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai or whoever was suggesting Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's shita in the base medrash. He was arguing with him, and he said, "What do you mean? It's also midaraisa." So the Gemara says, "Rabbi Yehuda who dekatai." No, Rabbi Yehuda was mistaken, and he made a mistake. What he thought he meant, again, when someone said Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was hitkin Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, he thought that meant Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was metakin e midrabana. But no, he really midaraisa kamar, really Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was talking deraisa. Ay, by hitkin kamar, the language of making a tarkana, that certainly seems to imply it's derabanan, right? You can see why Rabbi Yehuda thought it was rabbanan. So Gemara has to re-explain, you're right, my hitkin, what does it mean he was hitkin? Darsh v'hitkin, that he was darshened it out from the pasuk and instituted it, meaning he promulgated the halacha after darshening it from the pasuk, but not that he created the halacha on his own. Okay, it says new Mishnah now. Yom Tov Arishon Shel Chag Shechal is B'Shabbos. Does not happen this year, but if the first day of Sukkot falls out of Shabbos, Kol Ha'amalukhanes Lulavim L'Beisa Knesses. Everybody brings their lulavim to Shul early. That's talking about on Erev Shabbos and Erev Sukkot. L'Macharas the next day, Mashkimin Uboin Kolecha Be'achad. Everybody would get up early. Right, obviously, right, come to Shul. Right, Makir Shelo, he recognized his own, right, like the stomach that had name tags or whatever it was, right, even note below, and then he would take it. Why? Because as Al said, right, you can't be Yotzei, the mitzvah of Lulav, on the first day with your friend's Lulav. Again, Ukachtem Lachem, as we'll quote in a second, has to be yours. But the rest of the Yantif, it is fine, you can use your friend's Lulav. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi says, sorry, did I lose the place? No, that's right. Okay, good. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Shechal Yis B'Shabbes V'Shechach V'Otzi Yis HaLulav. Right, he's not arguing, but he says, let's say it was Yom Tov, the first day of Sukkot fell out on Shabbos, and you forgot to bring your Lulav early on Erev Shabbos. V'Otzi Yis HaLulav L'Shisar Adam, and then you took out your Lulav on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, thinking, right, oh, I gotta get to shul with my lulav. So he says, "Potter, you're potter from again. Even though you're doing hotzah, that's an asur midaraisa. But you're potter here mipnei shehotzio birishus because he took it out birishus. What does that mean? He took it out with permission. It's not you don't have permission. It's asur on Shabbos to take out a lulav. You can't carry anything in rishus harabim. So Rashi explains that birishus mitzvah. Right, really, he thought he was doing it for a mitzvah. Shaya taru b'mitzvah. You were confused. You were bothered with the mitzvah." He was thinking about it, he was busy, he was bothered, and he hurried to do it. Because of that, he made a mistake and forgot that it was Shabbos. Because of Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi holds the Torah B'dvar Mitzvah, the Shagag B'dvar Kareis, Pater Mikorban. If you made a mistake because of a mitzvah, and then you violated something that theoretically could get you Kareis, then you're Pater from a Korban, you don't actually have to bring a Korban. Again, it is an Avera, but the Lashon of Pater, it means that you're not Chayev. A korban chatas. Okay, says the Gemara Menani Mili. How do you know? How do you know Pashas? Yeah, right. Rashi, the ain adam yotze b'lulav v'shachavera. How do you know that you can't be yotze with your friend's lulav on the first day of Sukkot? The pasuk says ulukachtem. You have to take shetehele kicha b'yad kolecha v'yachad. Everybody has to take lachem for you, right? Misha lachem. It has to be yours. And the hotzias as a shol v'sa gozel. That excludes a borrowed and a stolen lulav, right? As we discussed. At the beginning of the parak, Mikan Amr Chachamim. From here, Chazal said, "Ain Adam Yotzei Yidei Chavos Yontif Rishon Shachag B'Lulav Shachavero." Right, you can't use your friend's lulav on the first day of Yontif. Right, Ella Imkain Nasno Lo B'Matana. Unless he gave it to you as a gift, and then obviously, right, you're kona it. If you acquire it, so then, right, then it is yours, and then that's fine. U'Maisa Bram Gamliel Rabbi Yishev Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah Rabbi Kiva. You have all those four people. Not that how you assume the Bnei Brak. Right, not like we have in this in the Haggadah, but the story goes, Shayu Boy and Basfina, right, but they were traveling on a boat, Velohaya Lulav El Rabbi Gamliel Bilvad. Right, Rabbi Gamliel had the only Lulav, Shalakhu Belav Zuz. He paid 1,000 zuz for it, which was a massive sum of money. No to lower Gamliel, Rav Gamliel took it, Fiyatzebo, and he was Yotzi the Mitzvah. Vinosno the Rabbi Yeshua, Vimatana, he gave it to Rabbi Yeshua as a gift. Notzlo, he took it, Rabbi Yeshua, Vyatzebo, and he took it, and he was Yotzi the Mitzvah. Vinosno the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, then he gave it to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Vimatana as a gift. Notzlo, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Vyatzebo, right? He took it, and he was Yotzi the Mitzvah. Vinosno, Vimatana the Rabbi Kiva, then he gave it as a gift to Rabbi Akiva. Notzlo, Rabbi Kiva, Vyatzebo, Rabbi Kiva took it, and was Yotzi the Mitzvah. And then, Vyatzero, the Rabbi Gamliel, then he gave it back to Rabbi Gamliel. So that's the story. You see, right, you need to give it with a matana. You have to give it as a gift because you have to own it right on the first day of Yom Tov, of Sukkot. So Gemara just says, parenthetically, well, not parenthetically, but at the end of the story, Lamali Lamemar Lakzira. Right? Why did you have to tell me? Right? Again, the story is about how you have to own your lulav. So after Rabbi Kiva was done with the mitzvah and everybody was done, why do you have to tell me that he gave it back to Rabbi Gamliel? That seems to be extra. That should be totally irrelevant. So Gemara says, "Hechziro milsa agav orche kamash malan." Could return teach me something else, right? Parenthetically to the story, right? And that's the following: that matana manachs lahachzir shmei matana. If you give someone a gift on the condition that he gives it back to you, that is considered to be a gift. Aye, what kind of Indian giver? Right, isn't that the phrase, right? Indian giver, kind of fake gift is this? No. Okay, what the din is, what are you doing when you give a matana malachs l'achzir? You give someone ownership of the item on condition that he gives it back to you. So if he gives it back to you, so then for that period of time when he was holding the item or using the item, it was legally his. If he doesn't give it back to you, then it was never his. And he was using your item illegally. So when you give, again, when you give someone a lulav, you give it to them wholeheartedly, it becomes entirely theirs, on the condition that they give it back to you. And then when they give it back to you, so then it turns out for those 10 minutes when they were using the lulav, I don't know, 2 minutes when they were using the lulav, so it was actually theirs. So that's this halachic mechanism. Just like Rava said, if you say to your friend, here, take my esrog on the condition you give it back to me, not lo v'yatzavo, and he took it and he was yotzi the mitzvah. Hechziro, if you give it back to him, then yotza, then he was yotzi the mitzvah. Lo hechziro, but if he didn't give it back to him afterwards, lo yotza. Right? Then he was not yotzi the mitzvah, because again, if he didn't give it back to him afterwards, then the condition of the gift is nullified. And therefore, the gift never happened, and he was using his friend's esrog the entire time. Okay, now the Gemara says as follows. Right, so one other detail that's extra in the story, supposedly or seemingly, is that he paid so much for it. Why do you have to tell me that? To tell you, and to teach, as you might imagine, how dear and beautiful, it's probably more accurate, right? How desirous it was for these rabbanim, these tanaim, to do the mitzvah. Amalei mar bar amemar l'Ravashi, abat slui kamas libe. Mar Bar Ravashi says, right, that Bar Maremar said to Ravashi that Abba Tzlui Kamas Libe, that my father used to daven with the lulav. So the Gemara says, 1 second, Mesve, hold on, I'll ask you a question. A person should not hold anything when he's davening. He shouldn't hold his tefillin in his hand, shouldn't hold the Sefer Torah, he shouldn't hold anything when he's davening. A person, again, this is just about tefillin, so a person shouldn't urinate when he's holding and he's wearing his tefillin. He shouldn't sleep in them. He shouldn't sleep at all. Shmuel said, if you have a knife or a plate or a piece of bread or money, all those are included in this iser not to hold something when you're davening. Right, so how could you tell me he's holding the lulav and the esrog when he was davening? No, because there, you're not doing a mitzvah with the items. Those random items, a knife, a plate, or whatever, etc., those are not mitzvah items. So you're going to be bothered. You're not going to be focused. Right? Hacha, but here, what are you doing? You're doing the mitzvah ninhu, v'tarid behu. You're not going to be focused on the lulav. Right? You're holding the lulav for the davening purposes. So therefore, you're not going to be distracted, and you can focus. Well, sure enough, this is the hefer, why you can read from a sitter, why you can hold a sitter when you're davening. A machzer, certainly, a sitter, a machzer. Right, because chumash, right? So if you're following, well, that's not really davening. But either way, you can hold a sitter, right? Obviously, if it's going to help you daven, so that's not usher. That's au contraire. That's helpful. That's beneficial. That's certainly advisable. Okay, let's get to the two dots. Tanya Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok Omer, Kach Hayim and Hagim Shalanshi Yushalayim. This was the minhag of Anshi Yushalayim. Ade Miyotze Bebeso with the love of Biyado. A person goes out of his house, he's holding the lulav. Holding the Chabesa Knesses with the lulav of Biyado. If he's going to Shul, his lulav is with him. Kari Kriyashma, Mispalu, the lulav of Biyado. Right? If he's davening, saying Kriyashma, if he's davening, he's holding his lulav. Kari Batorah, Venosi is Kapov, right? If he's reading from the Torah, right, he's laning, or he's duchening, so then, we're not going to hold it then, because you need your hands to either hold the Torah or do the whole duchening thing with your hands. So then, Manichal Gabi Karka, Vaholich, Manichal Gabi Karka, he puts it down, right? Let's say now, Holich Levaker Cholim, Ulenechem Avelim, let's say you do other mitzvahs, right, do Biker Cholim, or Nichem Avelim. That's already tough. How do you do Nichum Avelim on Yontif? Because Yontif interrupts Nichum Avelim. So Pashas says the person passed away during Yontif or during Sukkot. Okay, either way, Lo Aleinu. Let's say you're doing that on Sukkot. So then Lulav of Biado, he's holding his Lulav. Nichnas Leves HaMedrash. If you're going to learn though, right, then Mishka Lulav of Biad Beno, Biad Avdo, Biad Shlucho. Then you send your Lulav with your son or your Eved or your Shliach. Right, and then you send it home, and you go to the base medrash. Right, obviously you got to be able to focus when you're learning. Ma'ik mashmalan, what is this whole thing teaching me? To show how much they were excited, right, about doing mitzvos. Right, and therefore, they basically took the lulav wherever they went. Okay, shkoyach gadol. We'll go weiter in shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.